The name of the tribe is Winnemem-Wintu, and Winnemem means middle water people. That's what our name indicates. And it has always been in our background to sing to the water source. So we go to the place where we believe that we came from. We came from Mount Shasta, the sacred fire inside, through the sacred pool of bubbles and water that come out and start the beginnings of the McLeod River that flows all the way to the ocean. So we pray and we sing there to the water. It's not even thinking about it. I mean, it's like something that we take for granted, that we have always thought that probably everybody does that. But now we're finding out that maybe we're the last ones that are doing that. And we're trying to encourage other people to treat water in that same way.
Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Central to California's primary water source are the Northern California watersheds that ultimately provide water runoff to the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta and eventually the Pacific Ocean. The Winnemem-Wintu tribe is nestled in this beautiful volcanic-derived mountain terrain. Chief Kayleen Sisk is both spiritual leader and chief of the native people living in this area. Water is central to both cultural and religious traditions of the Winnemem-Wintu people.
The prayers that come in are for water in general, as well as to that sacred spring, Panther Springs, but it also acknowledges that this water comes from inside Mother Earth. We don't know where it comes from. It might come from another side of the world, and it comes to here, and it comes up, and it spills out onto our territory here. And we appreciate that. The rains come, and it drops its water here. We don't know where that rain has come from. Might have come from Japan. It might have come from South America. It might have mixed in with Alaska, you know. But it comes in, and it drops that water on us. And we have prayers for the male and female raindrops. And then it brings its snow. It changes the mountain and adds to the glaciers. It puts a white coat on Mount Shasta for the water runoff that will happen throughout the year to keep all life alive.
Life and water are synonymous with one another. Michael Preston, Winnemem-Wintu tribal member, has made water a focus of his academic studies and is encouraged to see new science developments beginning to validate tribal ceremony. As more people understand the interplay of water and life, a greater respect of water will take hold in society.
What's needed and what is blocking this whole thing is also a consciousness of the people. What we're taught about and what we're learning about is our relationship through water is through ceremony and treating it in a sacred manner. And that whole sacredness is a really complex thing and involves so much. And it's a very simplistic word. That word is not used in regards to water by the general public or by the general just consciousness of how people view water. It doesn't relate to that. And so the studies that are happening right now is validating some of these indigenous teachings and you know, ceremonies is through the molecular structures of the water and how they can be influenced by the energies of a person and like energies of a group of people, and the more people, the stronger. And that's what indigenous people's ceremonies are all about and have been about. And it's about that same train of thought that's finally being validated a little bit by Dr. Emoto. Most of the studies I've seen on this stuff has been outside of the United States, but that's what the consciousness I see needs to be more geared towards, is like treating water that is actually a part of us and we are part of it kind of a thing, and validating that more and more through science to make it respectable enough so people will actually change their mind to think along those lines.
Recognizing water as a vital ingredient for life easily is transferred to the recognition of human rights to water. In Kayleen's view, sustaining clean and available water includes tribal ceremonies and continued water flowing through the earth and ecosystem.
California just passed the Human Right to Water, AB 685. Got passed and the governor signed it into law, and now they're trying to figure out how to implement it. And even the UN rapporteur on human right to water and sanitation has met with the groups and trying to figure out how an implementation plan would be and who would be in charge of implementing these human rights to water. But my question to the human right to water is that there's also the UN Indigenous Peoples' Rights which includes water. And what we're talking about is water in the rivers, water in the springs, water in the ground that have a spiritual base to it, as well as our use of water. If we hold a ceremony and we need to swim across the river, that river should be clean if we're going to swim and use that water for sacred uses.
Water is life to the Winnemem Wintu people, from the beginning of man's time on earth to the future that is yet to be revealed. Tribal leaders and the native people recognize that they were born from water. They are of the water, and they fight to protect it. Fundamental to our lives and environment, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.